I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
G&D on the Fan, our coverage of Nats Spring Training is presented by Main Street Bank. It's your local bank, local. Put our team in your office. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Go Tigers! It's time to welcome onto the show Dylan Cruz of LSU fame, national championship run in college baseball a year ago, the number two overall pick in the 2023 draft this past summer for the Nats, and now one of the top prospects in all of baseball here in big league camps. Thank you for the time. It's awesome to have you on the show. We were excited to get down here and chat with you, man. This is very, very cool to finally get to say what's up. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great, man. Thank you for having me.
How has this experience been coming to big league camp and almost belonging? Right? I mean, this doesn't feel crazy from the outside looking in. What's it feel like for you?
Feels great. Everybody here has been very welcoming, and it's been a pretty smooth transitioning coming in here. And like I was telling a bunch of other people, it feels natural being in there and feels very comfortable being in there. And I think that all goes back to what the vets are doing and almost making feeling like everybody is welcome and not feeling like they're overpowering the younger guys or something like that, but it feels like a great locker room. Energy's great, chemistry's there, so it's been great so far.
I imagine those first few weeks after the draft, it's a whirlwind, and then you make your debut initially. You're in Fredericksburg, like it's MLB Network's televising a game or whatever. Like it's crazy. Have you gotten to a point where it's just baseball again, and now you're just Dylan Cruz, or is it still like you feel like every at bat you're trying to prove something?
Nah, I don't feel like I'm trying to prove anything at all. Just going out there and being myself every day, and I look at it as like pressure is a privilege. You know, I think if you're feeling some type of pressure, then it's a good thing. You know, I see it as like I deserve to have pressure. You know, it's been a long and fun journey, so I just soak it all in and embrace it every day.
What's the best part of your game that people don't know about? I mean, obviously, stands out. You were put on the cert to square up baseballs, right? And the speed, I think, plays. It's obvious. But what's something that you do that people don't quite give you credit for that they don't know about?
I think the instincts. Really, I think having like a sixth tool like that is something very overlooked at times. Whether it's going to second on a tough play in the outfield or hitting your cuts, you know, I think that's huge. Just having that sense of knowing what's going to happen before the play is even happening, I think that's huge for a player and overlooked at times.
I was talking to you before the interview about my first and only trip to this point to LSU. I was just blown away. All I can talk about is that you have a tiger on your campus, Mike the Tiger. But the ballpark is so gorgeous right there, right off the, I don't know if that's a highway or what that is, not far from obviously the football stadium, but man, the athletics, everything there is just, you guys are churning out prospects in every sport. It's got to be a ton of pride that comes from that, but I also imagine, I mean, it's you and Skeens won in the top two picks in the draft. You guys are loaded again this year. You're going to have other guys going the first round. It's got to prepare you for playing in the minors or competing against guys in this clubhouse. It's almost like a big league lifestyle before you get to the pros.
Yeah, 100%. It's part of the reason why I wanted to go there. You know, you got the fan base there is you're going to have 10 to 13,000 people there every single game.
Do they get 10 plus?
Oh, yeah, every game. So it doesn't matter if it's a midweek or a weekend
it's
game.
It's amazing.
You're going to get a packed house. That's I love that. I love feeling the energy from the fans there, and that was one reason. And then another reason, you know, it's just the resources there are amazing. We have every resource that you can imagine, and then the coaches there were just by far one of the best coaches I've ever had. So.
And then you're facing a hundo just about every night in the SEC at this point.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, you're facing big league caliber pitchers sometimes, you know. I mean, obviously you got Skeens, he's a big league caliber pitcher. So you're facing guys like that. You got really, really good arms nowadays, all across the country. So you're going to face some really good arms, and it prepares you for the next level. But yeah, you know, it's talking with Kevin Gausman comes back once in a while, and he said that was the main reason why he went to LSU is because of the fan base there. And if he wanted to play in front of 80,000 people a day, why not go to the school that packs it out the most?
If I remember, Gausman's like a Denver or like a Colorado guy, I think. So he came cross country. You're Florida, right? So we're in West Palm now. Where from in Florida? How far?
Originally Orlando.
Okay.
Yeah, now I got a place in Baton Rouge.
So for you, I'm sure you could go anywhere you wanted, but they made it pretty easy for you when LSU came call.
Yeah, for sure. It was an eye-opener. You know, for me, I didn't have a favorite school growing up. I was looking for boxes to check off. So, you know, I was very open. I visited like 15 different schools. And, you know, when I heard LSU was interested, went on campus. You know, I was, like I said earlier, some of the things was the fan base, the coaches, resources, you know, academics, and then, you know, to top it off, the food there was just amazing. So that's a bonus, and it was a no-brainer. And as soon as I stepped on campus, I just felt like home.
Dylan Cruz with us here on Grant and Danny. What do you want to be this year versus what do you want to be 5 years from now?
From now, I'm trying to be a student as much as I can. I mean, I'm in a big league locker room with big league guys, mm-hmm. and I want to be asking as many questions as I possibly can. And that's what I'm doing. You know, you got guys like Winker, Gallo, Lane Thomas has been in the league for a while now. So try and ask as many questions as I can, what their approaches are, what their day-to-day basics looks like, what they do for recovery, all that type of stuff. Just trying to soak in as much information. And then even 5 years from now, I'm going to still be the student I am. You know, hopefully be in the league by a couple years, few years then. But still, I'm going to be the same student that I am now.
You guys are loaded with high-end prospects. Danny was talking about some of the competition and just the part of the locker room you're in over there where it's like walking down the MLB pipeline, like Nat's top.
It's a cool little corner of the clubhouse there. Yeah.
All the guys are – and you seem to all really get along and you're chopping it up. I'd imagine pushing each other too. What have you made of James Woods' camp and just – the first time you saw him, it doesn't look like a baseball player. It looks like he should be playing on Sundays or something. But
no, it's awesome. He's in my opinion, he's big league ready for sure. It's just the way he handles himself every day and the way his at-bats are, it looks so easy, and the way he can hit anything at any moment, no matter what count it is, and be able to drive a ball 450 feet, it's unbelievable. It's pretty cool to see. But, yeah, he's a special player, and I'm glad he's on my team.
How close do you feel of being that same plateau? I mean, you mentioned he's big league ready so far in camp. It's been unbelievable, but you've been a slot yourself. How close do you feel where you go, you know what, I can do this every day?
Yeah, I mean, I feel ready whenever, but, again, that's not my decision. That's obviously theirs. But, you know, I got to improve, you know. I got to improve every day. It doesn't matter where I'm at in my career or position where how I'm playing at that time, I got to improve. So, you know, one of my favorite quotes is you hit, you don't sit. So that's what Woody's doing right now. He's hitting every single day. So, and man, he's gonna find a spot in the lineup one way or another. And, you know, it's pretty.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Pretty cool to see. I think we got a really cool lineup going right now.
Dylan Cruz of the Nats with us here on Grant and Danny, grinding here in spring training, get his assignment, and hopefully sometime this year we're going to see him with the big club at Nationals Park. You mentioned the food at LSU caught your attention. What are some of your top seed options there? What would you like in Baton Rouge?
Like food?
Yeah.
Off the let's see. We're going to go – I mean, you got to go jambalaya up there. You got to throw some gumbo. I mean, it's different. Like, it's – you got your seafood, but it's like a Cajun seafood, so
a little spice.
Yeah, you got your spice to it. Your crawfish is up there.
Were you into all that stuff before you went there? Or is that kind of just tickle?
Not at all? Not at all. And going there opened up my horizons a little bit, and now I can't get enough of it. It's so good. You literally can go through a drive-through there, and it'd be the best food you ever had.
I'd be so fat. More so than now. No. Don't say anything, Dylan. 18 years, statue built of Dylan Cruz outside of Nationals Park. You open up like Dylan's Cajun Kitchen or like Cruz Kitchen, something like that. But maybe it's like both with a C. I'm just saying, things like that. Is that something you like? What do you want to do outside of baseball, kind of entrepreneurially or otherwise? What are some of your interests?
I mean, I got a few things I'm thinking about. I mean, I'm only 22 years old right now, so I kind of have
to know right now.
Yeah.
You have to decide.
I kind of have only like a plan A right now. Haven't gotten far that
just past trying that. To get two hits today.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, you know, maybe opening up a restaurant, that could always happen. You know, open up a facility, whatever it is. Not really sure, but when that time comes, it'll be special.
My 5-year-old wants to be a fireman basketball player. Ideas. These are different ideas for you.
Yeah.
Right? You can be that.
Fireman and a basketball player.
A fireman basketball player. That's what he said. A basketball player that puts out fires also.
Minor league lifestyle can be a lot of fun, but also difficult, right? You guys are weird hours. You're getting there early. Not a lot open afterwards. How did you find just that transition of 3-4 days a week to, damn, every single day? We got another one coming last season.
It's a little tough transition. You know, for me, I had a pretty long year. I mean, it was 11 months.
Played a lot of games.
Yeah.
Man.
I mean, 30 games in the fall to 70 games in the spring. And then 30, I mean,
all
30 more games.
College World Series games, that was no fun, I'm sure.
That was pretty special. Yeah. It was pretty awesome. But, you know, at the end of the day, that's what I'm going to be doing for every year from now on, you know. So something I had to get used to. Like I said, it was a good transition going in from to college to pro ball. You know, we're playing 3-4 times a week, like you said, and then now it's every day. So something I had to get used to on my body and on my recovery and my nutrition. That was huge. You know, it's live and breathe baseball, so you have a lot more free time. You don't have to balance, you know, your school and your practices and all that. So you know, you have to really tone in on your nutrition and hydrating every day and your sleep. You know, having 12 hours of sleep every day, that was something that I took advantage of.
12 is a show.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's like half
so
of the
jealous.
Day.
Yeah, I was going to say that kicks butt.
It's a good number.
Dylan, really cool to catch up with you in person, man. Congrats on everything and continued success, buddy.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
Dylan Cruz of the Nationals on Grant and Danny here on the Fan. He mentioned James Wood. He'll be on the show in about 1 hour at 5:40. Let's get you your NFL headlines next on G&D.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.